Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And as we always say, you're at the right place to get the most current, most practical home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. We've got a lot of things lined up for you. Some of the things we're going to cover during this first hour: building the deck the right way. Over the last few weeks, we've had a lot of deck of questions. We have a listener that really wants to take it a step further, making sure the deck she's having built is taking care of it the right way. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, walkway ideas. If you have an area of your grass that's starting to wear out a little bit, there's a lot of options there, Joe. And that's such a personal preference on what you know, there's so many different options.
Yep.
It really is what you like, the maintenance aspect of it. Several things to consider there.
Yeah, the good thing is there are a lot of options, right? So if you want to spend, depending on the size of the walk, an average walk, you can spend $200 or you can spend $2,000, mm-hmm. depending on what you put down there and how much prep work do you want to do. And plus, you also take into consideration, you know, what is there a lot of water that washes through there or not? Is it relatively dry? So, yeah, but the good thing is, unlike a lot of maintenance issues or even remodeling projects, you know, you can't really decide whether you want to spend less or more. But something like this, you really can.
Yeah, and also it can solve a lot of problems, and it just looks bad if you're, you know, it's not good if you're tracking mud in the house. So we've got some great options and great thoughts no matter what type of walkway or pathway that you have around your home. We'll give you some great ideas here in just a little bit. We also are going to tell you about a couple great giveaways. The Cool Tool giveaway is still going on, and talking about walkways, the Walkmaker Plus giveaway from QuickReed, another great alternative for that. We'll tell you how you can enter to win one or both of these. And Joe, what about those simple solution coming up in a little bit?
Well, I think a lot of people are fixing screen doors because this is the time of the year, right? You're putting up your screen door or putting screens in your storm door because maybe it's the screen has been ripped or something and the bugs are still coming in. So I have a quick, simple solution how to rescreen a screen door. And the rescreening process isn't that difficult, but the tricky part is how do you get it nice and tight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the last thing you want is a really saggy, wrinkly screen, right? Just doesn't look very professional. So I got a quick tip on how to get that screen nice and tight.
Perfect. I look forward to that. You know, we try each week to continue to track these crazy material costs and how expensive everything is. And I don't really have a lot of new news or favorable news to share with you this week. It's one of those things that, you know, people are saying it's bumping down a little bit, but it seems like it's going down a lot slower than it went up, doesn't it, Joe?
That's always the case.
Yeah.
There's not much good news, but the one good news we can share is that it's not going up.
Yeah.
Right? It's definitely not going up. I don't know if it could go up, but it's not going up.
There you
go, right?
My buddy.
If you can, we mentioned this before, if you can wait, maybe a problem might have to wait at least a month to see significant savings. But if you can wait, and I know a lot of people can't, you know, the summer is the season for building all over the country, certainly here in New England where I am, where we have a relatively short building season. But if you can wait, you're definitely going to save quite a bit of money. What did we learn, Danny? Like at the height of the lumber prices, it added like $36,000 or $37,000 to the cost of the average size home. Now, that's not making your home any bigger or better. That's the same house, but it was costing you $36,000 or $37,000 more simply because of the cost of lumber. So it's depending on the size of your project, it's definitely worth waiting.
Well, you know, there's a lot of funny things do come out of it. You know, you see the little memes and everything on Facebook and around the internet. I saw one yesterday. A guy showed me. He said, "Look at this," and it was a picture of a shed that had different things stored in it, and there's this really cool car there. And, you know, that it had dust all over it. It was something like a Porsche or something like that. And then next to it was a piece of 3/4-inch plywood. And and the caption said something like, just discovered a rare find in a storage building, just discovered, and, you know, 3/4-inch plywood. Piece,
right.
You know, not the car.
It wasn't the 54 Porsche, right?
Right.
It
yeah.
was the
yeah.
plywood.
So you see
well,
those
you had mentioned you went to buy a piece of plywood, and it was like, $65 or something crazy, a piece of fir plywood.
Yeah.
It sounded like the price you'd pay for, I think it was more.
Yeah, it was
like
almost 100. $100, yeah.
$100. That, I mean, walnut plywood usually costs about $100.
I know.
Walnut
it.
Veneer plywood, yeah.
And one of the other little pictures I saw online is it was a husband and a wife. They were dressed up fairly nice at a card table, two chairs, wine, nice meal, and candle there, and they were sitting in the aisles of a lumber store, and the caption said, she said she wanted to go to someplace really expensive.
So took her to the lumber yard. That's right.
I mean, just so fun. But, you know, something I also, from an insurance friend of mine, had mentioned that to caution everybody to, you know, I did a segment on the Weather Channel recently, and one of the things I emphasized there pertaining to storm damage is make sure you know what your insurance covers. You know, things have changed a lot over the years, especially in the hurricane-prone areas. You know, the wind damage, the deductibles, the percentage of deductibles, the water coverage, all of these factors, you need to get on the phone and talk to your insurance agent, have a good frank talk so that you can understand exactly what type of coverage you have. You don't want that sinking feeling when you go through a damage situation and finding out that only a portion of that's covered. So that's important. And along with that, something that you want to look for is guaranteed replacement cost. Because with these prices going up so high now, if something did happen, you want to make sure that that insurance policy is going to cover you no matter what the cost of it is, that it's going to cover you and there's not any kind of caps or red tape on any of that. So good advice in having a good conversation with your insurance agent, and they should be very free and open with this information because their reputation is at hand as well. So I think that's an important one.
Yeah, because it's also smart business, because you want to keep your customer happy, but you also don't want them calling you after the storm damage when everybody else is calling them, and then being surprised that they're not covered, or they're not covered as well as they thought they were. So getting that information so that you're both on the same page prior to any damage. And plus, the storm season's coming up, right? Here we are at the last few days of June. And when's the official hurricane season? I know it's like it runs through the end of the summer into the autumn, right?
Yes, I think probably late October or something like that.
Yeah, so now would be a good time to get all that. And plus, now you have time to add more coverage if you need it.
Exactly.
Especially if you've recently upgraded your house. Maybe they don't realize you just put in all new windows.
Exactly. And
they didn't cost $100 a piece. They cost $400 a piece.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so they need to know that.
Very important. Hey, Joe, do you ever get on Google Earth? That's just an amazing thing to me. Do you ever look up any addresses or anything along those lines?
I have a device I put under your truck, so sometimes I go just see where is Danny, because I can't track him down, and he's like, oh, he's in Colorado, then he's in Wyoming, then he's in Mobile, Alabama, then he's going to a concert in New Orleans. I keep track of you where's Danny Lipford. That's my game.
I just get a kick out of, you know, certain areas, even in my own house or whatever, and blowing that up, you know, pretty big bit. It's
yes,
always
it
amazing
is fun,
to me
it?
How many lakes and rivers and things like that. I see that a lot, and I did Google your address recently, and
you don't see a whole lot.
I've been to your house before, but I don't remember it being that far out in the woods. I'm telling you, no wonder you have bears in your yard and that kind of thing. So you live back in the sticks there a little bit.
We're back in the sticks, but the great thing, well, first of all, I'm in Connecticut, and it's a relatively small state, so you're not far from anything, but we're only maybe like less than 20 minutes to an interstate highway, so it's not, you know, but you know, you get 15 miles away from an interstate highway, and it gets, here in western Connecticut, it's pretty woody and hilly. Yeah, we're at 4-acre zoning here, so you see a lot of trees and not that many houses, which is fine by me.
Well, you know, it reminded me of a story of a few years ago when Google Earth started becoming available, and one of my employees, Nancy, that worked with me there in New York, her father lived out on Long Island, and he was getting older, and he had a, you know, nice little house, swimming pool and everything, and so she was constantly telling him, say, Dad, you need to hire someone to take care of your pool. You can't let it, you know, get really bad and dirty. He says, don't worry about it. I got it taken care of. Well, later on, she asked again. She said, did you get someone to take care of the pool? Oh, no, it's nice and clean. Everything's fine. And she did something kind of mean to him. She said, now, Dad, I was on Google Earth yesterday, and that pool is as dirty as can be. And so you need to get that taken care of. He goes, okay, I'll hire someone. So, you know.
He didn't realize the picture of the pool on Google Earth was two years ago.
Yeah, that's not live, you know. And
right,
so anyway, live. I thought, well, Nancy, that was just mean, but kind of funny somehow. I don't know, yeah. You know.
Yeah, because she wasn't calling you and doing that.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So you have to be careful how you use all that. But
that Google Earth is pretty amazing, especially when you can get the street view.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like, we've rented some apartments and houses out of the country, and you don't really know exactly where they are. But if you can get the address and go on Google Earth, you get the street view. You actually see the building from the sidewalk looking straight at the front door. And you can pan left and right and see what's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We do that a lot. Well, actually, we did that with the house we're going to be taping next week in New Jersey. We, you know, checked out, you know, our production team, you know, could tell, you know, east, west, north, and south, all of that.
Yeah,
so it works out.
Good.
That works out pretty well. We want you to reach out to us anytime. The number, 800-946-4420. You can send us an email. We certainly appreciate all those great emails we got this week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're just getting started on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lippert here along with Joe Truini. Get ready for the latest and greatest home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
If you enjoy the projects and advice on Today's Homeowner TV and radio shows, I think you'll love the projects I have waiting for you at checkinginwithchelsea.com. I've got great videos on furniture updates, a built-in window seat, wall treatments, and over 40 more easy to intermediate DIY projects. And a new project is posted on the first of every month, so you're sure to find inspiration no matter what your interest. It's all on my website at checkinginwithchelsea.com. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
It is so exciting each and every week to be here with you on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, especially when we can announce a brand new station. Our network is continuing to grow and grow, and we really appreciate all the support we get out there from all of you, our listeners, as well as the wonderful radio stations out there. Brand new one here, KMAR 95.9 FM in Winnsboro, Louisiana.
And a special shout out to Program Director Cody Maroney. Thank you, Cody, for putting us on the air there. We're looking forward to hearing from everybody, all our new listeners in the Winnsboro, Louisiana area.
Absolutely. And you can call us anytime, 800-946-4420. And you can send us emails. We get a lot of emails. Appreciate all of those. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to Missouri, and Christine's on the line. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Tell us all about this deck. You're a little concerned about it. You know, congratulations on getting a new deck, but tell us what's going on there.
Okay, so I'm getting a deck for a house that I grew up in since 1967. And my son lives in the house, and he needs a deck because the concrete center block porch is breaking down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no step. So I figured I would get a deck, and I started the project last year. But, of course, the pandemic got in the way.
Okay.
So now the lumber is, like, real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already paid for the deck.
Uh-huh.
And they contracted somebody. And I just like to know everything that's going on. They asked me for my survey from 1992 when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
A house for my mom. And I'm just kind of leery about the whole thing and want to just dig in deep and know what goes on with everything.
Well, that's good. I don't blame you at all, because now's the time to do it instead of in the middle of it, because you want to feel comfortable. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, you want to feel comfortable.
Exactly. And along with that goes the confidence that you need to have. Well, let me ask you, has the person that's going to actually do the building or the you know, the contractor, have they met with you and gone over exactly how the deck's going to go?
They've met with my son, and I've talked to them on the phone, and they kind of gave me a little rough draft but I kind of want to see a blueprint.
Gotcha. Well, it is important, and also it's extremely important that you get their insurance certificate so that you know that they are insured, whoever they have on the property, that you won't be stuck with any problem if they get hurt. You also want to make sure that they are securing a building permit, because with that building permit, generally inspectors will come out to ensure that it is built properly, that it's strong enough, that it's supported well enough, and adheres to all building codes. That's a good safety net to have that, and they should not be doing it without a permit unless it's in a very isolated area that doesn't have permitting, which is pretty rare in most areas of the country. So that alone will help a lot on there. Joe, what other suggestion might you have for Christine?
Yeah, the first thing, Christine, I was going to say the same thing. Make sure they, what's called pull a permit, means they apply for a permit with the town. And if the contractor is not going to do that, then that's your responsibility. So you should at least ask them. And regarding getting a building plan or a blueprint or something, when you go to apply for the building permit, they'll ask to see a plan because they want to know what you're building. When you get you can't apply for a permit. At least I've never been to a community where you can apply for a permit without showing them some kind of plan. But as far as the construction itself, I can give you five quick little things that they should definitely do and you can be on the lookout for. First, the footings, which are the concrete supports that are going to go down into the ground. They have to be deep enough and wide enough. And again, the town building department will be able to tell you what those are. The deck contractor should know all this, but it'd be good if you know that as well. So how wide are the footings? Typically, they're 3 times wider than the post that's sitting on it, and they have to be deep enough to go down to the frost line, which is different in different parts of the country. The ledger, which is a long horizontal board that gets screwed or bolted to the house, that has to be properly fastened and flashed, meaning flashing has to go over that so no water drips behind it.
Okay.
You want to make sure the floor joists are the proper size, meaning they're wide enough, and that they're fastened with joist hangers, metal hangers. The railing posts, if you're going to have railings around there, guardrails or handrails, they used to notch those posts because it made it easier to attach them. They should not be notched. No decent deck builder or notching posts anymore because, of course, obviously that weakens the post. They're typically 4x4s. You don't want to notch them. And then the spacing between the balusters, the vertical balusters in the railing itself, should meet all building codes. Typically, the space between them should be less than 4 inches. So those are a few things to keep in mind. Now, none of those are secrets. Anybody who's built a deck more than once or twice in their life should know this, but you can't trust a lot of people these days. So it's good for you to know those general rules as well.
Oh, and I like to know everything.
Good. Well, there you go. And like I said, the building department in your town would probably have some kind of, handout, leaflet, something they can, give you as a little bit of checklist for building a deck.
And Christine, another thing I would mention is to get a couple references from the builder of decks that he built recently, and then go look at them yourself and ask the homeowners there, hey, is it everything good? And walk on it, see if it's spongy.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
See if they have a good finished cuts and appearance to the overall deck itself, and that'll make you feel a little more confident. If they've done a good job for someone else, they'll do you a good job.
I agree. I was kind of leery when they asked me for the builder that's going to build a deck, asked me for my survey when I bought the house. Mm-hmm. So I had to go look in some boxes. I'm like, well, the county should have that.
Yeah. Well, the reason he's asking that is he wants to make sure he doesn't dig a hole and put a footing in someone else's property. You know, if it's on the front of your house or right off your back of the house, it might not be an issue. But, you know, he doesn't want to start building this and find out that he's building on someone else's property.
Right.
Well, good, Christine. Hopefully we've been able to help you a little bit there. And
you have, and I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very smart in taking the time to do the due diligence like this, to do the right thing, and hey, get that deck built, and that way your son can throw some really nice cookouts, and all you have to do is just show up with an appetite. That'll be the way to do it.
That will. I appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely. Hope we can help you again later on here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Let's go right to some emails now. Have one here from Cody in Texas. How many Codys
Another
are there
Cody.
In Texas, I wonder? Yeah. Okay, so I've got 2 bedroom doors that used to close really close fine, but now they're hitting at the top corner. There seems to be plenty of space around each of the doors, except at the upper corner where the doors are getting stuck against the side jamb. The hinge screws are nice and tight. Is there a way to fix fix this problem without cutting the door? Joe, when we get questions like this, it's really hard to describe what to do. But basically, right. You're wanting to keep that door kind of balanced in that frame. Now, if something has shifted a little bit, which apparently it has here, doesn't mean the foundation has shifted. It could easily be simply that the casing or the trim has moved a little bit. But I've had a lot of success by simply working with those hinges and yep. recessing the hinge in or spacing it out with some washers. A lot of times a very subtle movement like that is all a subtle adjustment is all that's necessary for that just to work just perfectly well.
Yeah, when doors bind, you'd be surprised how little space it needs. I mean, you're really talking about an eighth, sometimes moving an eighth of an inch. And I can share a trick. I don't know if this will work for Cody, but my dad, who was a remodeling contractor, taught me an old carpenter's trick. I'm not sure where he learned it. What you can do is remove the top. There's usually three pin hinges. Remove the pin from the top and the middle hinge, and then slip a shim between the edge of the door. So where the door is binding, put in at least an eighth inch, 3/16 inch thick shim, something like that, just to hold the door where you want it to be. Now, if you look at the hinges where you pulled the pin out, you'll notice that the knuckles on the hinge leaves are misaligned. So what you're gonna do is take an adjustable wrench and bend the three knuckles on the door hinge slightly so they align with the two knuckles on the hinge jam, the jam hinge. Basically, you're bending the knuckles, and then you tap, and do that for both hinges, of course. Just bend those in so they align. Now you tap in the pin, the two pins, that'll hold the door in position. Then you move the shim, and that's it. Kind of cool, right?
There you go. Just simple little adjustments like that. Just kind of setting, stepping back, looking at it, center it in a jam, and that should take care of it. Cody, thank you for that email. And if you'd like to send us one, it's todayshomeowner.com/ask. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about walkways and some suggestions on putting the perfect walkway in your yard. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. When front load washers became very popular a few years back, one of the most common complaints is that they held moisture inside after each cycle, which led to mold, mildew, bad odors, a little bit of everything. So GE redesigned their front load washer with the Odor Block Ultra Fresh Vent System. This system periodically rotates the basket, pulling in fresh air to dry out the washer and prevent the growth of mold. In addition, they've treated key areas with Microban to fight odor-causing bacteria and allow you to close the washer door with confidence. There's even an internal water heater that allows you to increase the wash temperature to even further reduce bacteria and provide better cleaning for really tough stains. Good example where GE has recognized a problem with the overall front-load washers and corrected it with this Odor Block Ultra Fresh Vent System. So if you want to find out more about this particular GE front-loading washing machine, head on over to homedepot.com. We knew that was going to happen, Joe, because, boy, we got a lot of calls over the years about that, and I knew someone would address it, and GE was first to the table here with it.
Yeah, that's a problem. And at first, they told you, well, you have to leave the door open. Well, I have to leave the door every time I do a load of laundry. It's just to leave the door open. And then, of course, kids and pets were crawling in there, and and who knows what else. So, in fact, then they started putting a latch on it that you could lock the door partially open. And the whole idea was to dry it out. So this is amazing. So this thing, every hour or two or whatever, once a day, just starts rotating on its own and brings in fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like a good way to solve that problem, because it is a serious problem. It builds up around that gasket on the door is the problem. You know, with a top loader, of course, it's not an issue because it all just drains back into
That's right. Uh-huh.
And it's not sealed as tightly. These doors have to be watertight where, you know, there's no watertightness involved with the top loading.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good solution there. Hey, let's grab another email here. We're going to Ted down in Florida, send us one. You can send us one too, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Ted says, I live in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and I have a brick paver patio surrounding the swimming pool in my lanai. Will polymeric sand stop those weeds from growing up through the cracks between the pavers? You know, we have so many situations like that. You know, there's pretty easy solutions. Of course, you can spray weed killer on it.
Right.
You can take boiling hot water, pour it right on it. It'll kill them immediately. That's a lot safer thing, and you're not taking the chance of that. But would you think the polymeric sand would choke those weeds out, Joe?
Certainly more than regular sand, which just sounds like what he's got there. But you would have to remove the weeds and the sand and, you know, get a screwdriver and like scrape it out and then vacuum up all the debris and try to get those joints as clean as possible, then pour in polymeric sand. Because what it does is once that sand's in there, it's got a binder and you mist it with water, that binder hardens and that helps block weeds and keeps the sand in place, which is even more important. Walk around a pool, you don't want to be dragging sand in and out of the house and in and out of the pool. So yeah, polymeric sand would work. Now, it wouldn't work as well as put in mortar joints, you know, which are a lot harder, and you probably would never have to, they might crack, but you'd never have to replace them. But I think I would probably start with polymeric sand.
There you go. There's a good answer. Okay, let's see if we can help out. Lisa is in Connecticut, and she's on the line right now. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Danny.
Oh, our pleasure. Let's see if we can help you with this problem there. Tell us all about it.
Sure. I've been thinking about this project for a while, and what I want to do is create a walkway from my driveway to my front porch where there currently is no walkway. It's just all grass, big carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of doing something like with either brick or with like stone to create a pathway, but I really don't want to create any more work, like where weeds would be coming up in between the stones or the bricks, or when it snows, there's no easy way to shovel it or clear a path. What ideas do you guys have for me?
Well, I tell you, something is absolutely beautiful is a paver walkway, and several different ways you can do that. One is just to dig out all of the grass, level it up, and put the crushed stone that is part of the base of that. So you're putting it down first. That pretty much is going to choke away any weeds, and you know, because you're removing the vegetation first, putting down the stone, packing it out real well, and getting it nice and level, and then put the pavers on top of that. Then you put, as we talked about in the email question a minute ago, put the polymeric sand that you just brushed down in there, mist it with a little water, it locks it all together, and you have pretty much a solid mass of very attractive masonry to guide you into the home. Now, that's one of many suggestions there, Joe. What else you think would work well for Lisa on this?
Yeah, you could use either, Lisa, you can use either concrete pavers or you can use clay brick pavers if you want something that looks more like real brick. You can put down stone slabs. Blue stone is typically used. Thick blue stone. You can do stepping stones where there's grass in between. I mean, and if you want a guarantee that weeds aren't going to grow through, then the very best thing would probably be like poured concrete. Now you might be thinking, well, what's that going to look like on a sidewalk? But you can dye it, stain it a color. They can come out of they can mix it, the dye right into the concrete before they pour it, or you can add it afterwards. You can also stamp it so it looks like individual stones. If you did like pea gravel, which is soft to walk on, little round stones, or just regular gravel, my concern is it wouldn't be very comfortable. First of all, the walk on, especially with bare feet, and you might be tracking dust or dirt into the house and onto the porch. So I think I agree with Danny, either do pavers, or if you like the look of stones, then you can do flagstone stepping stones, or do a continuous walk of blue stone. And this way you'd only have the joints between the blue stones, and you get slabs, you know, 3 or 4 feet long, and it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay. Well, I have several options. Thank you so much.
Well, you're smart to take care of it. You're probably tired of tracking that mud in the house, so that'll make a big difference. Well, Lisa, thanks for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about a lot of other things. I want to tell you about a special survey that we would love for you to take when we come back. Also, the Cool Tool Sweepstakes. Boy, this was really popular last year when we did it, and I will talk about that a little bit. And we've got a simple solution. Joe, what about that simple solution coming up in a little bit? What can we expect?
Okay, you're rescreening your wooden screen door. I've got a quick tip on how to get that screen nice and tight.
If you've got a screen door right now and you've got a little tear in it and the bugs are finding their way in, you'll be glad to hear how simple this simple solution is. All of that and a whole lot more coming right up here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime. 800-946-4420.
Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone as easily as painting? With Deitch Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes, you can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you do it yourself. Get Deitch Coating products online through the Home Depot and DeitchCoatings.com. Start planning your next project today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And how would you like to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card that can be used in the Woodcraft stores or online at woodcraft.com? Well, all you have to do is head over to todayshomeowner.com/cooltools for your chance to win. That's all you have to do, and it's coming up. This is your last chance right now. I would go to todayshomeowner.com/cooltools and enter. Very easy to enter, and we'll be giving that away really, really soon. And there's so much you can buy with a $1,000 gift card at woodcraft.com and the Woodcraft retail store. So that's going to be our last chance here in just a day or two. So I would go today and go ahead and enter your chance to win. We always are. It's so enjoyable to go over to the Woodcraft stores and see all the things. And Joe, have you been in one before and see all of that exotic wood they have back in the back in the back? You know, it's you're finding wood there you will have never seen before.
Yeah, it's amazing how many different types of wood there are, called exotic woods typically, that you never see anywhere else. Right? I mean, you're not going to see them at a lumber yard or a home center because they would never sell enough of it. But woodcraft is the place to go to find small parts, small pieces of these woods that are really hard to find pretty much anywhere else.
That's a lot of times that's all you need if you're building a special box,
right,
or a special,
yeah,
piece of furniture. All right, let's go back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Bob is on the line right now from Florida. Bob, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. I'd like to know the best way to remove carpet strip nails from terrazzo floors.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, terrazzo, pretty hard surface, just like concrete. And when you have the little tack strip that goes around the perimeter of the room to, you know, allow you to really stretch that carpet, there's a lot of nails involved in that. And Joe, when you have a finished material like terrazzo that's very, very hard to touch up, what would you recommend to Bob on this?
Yeah, Bob, You're smart to ask this question before you start trying to pry up those nails. Now, have you removed the wooden part of the tack strip and only the nails are there now, or is it the tack strip still there?
Yeah, all the wood and everything's gone. It's just the nails.
Good.
In the terrazzo.
Good. Well, that was the first step, so you're ahead of the game. The thing you don't want to do, of course, is try to yank out those nails or to hit them with a hammer, because they're usually hardened steel. If you hit them with a hammer, they'll snap off. But what happens is if they're going to snap off, they're going to chip that terrazzo, which is rock hard. They're going to chip that terrazzo. If you try prying them out, it takes quite a bit, and you could pry them out, but it's going to bust out and leave behind a crater, which is almost impossible. So unfortunately, the thing to do is not to remove the nails. You just slice them off. Get an oscillating multi-tool or a Dremel tool with the appropriate blade on it, like a Dremel tool you can use a cutting wheel, and you just have to cut them perfectly flush with the surface. Unfortunately, that's the best way to remove what's left of the nail sticking up and not damage the terrazzo floor itself.
And how do you kind of refinish the... You're bound to make some scuffs.
Well, you have to really, yeah, well, you can polish out terrazzo. You can polish it. That's why it's got that finish on it. The downside is you're going to still have these little black circles every, whatever, 6 or 8 inches. But that's the only, I mean, maybe someone else will, maybe one of our listeners will call in with a better way of doing it. But I've never found a successful way to remove those nails without damaging the terrazzo itself, because, you know, these nails are just driven in there and something's going to give, and it's not going to be the nail. It's going to be the terrazzo around it.
Might sound a little crazy, but you know, with different color magic markers and different type of ink markers of different kinds, you might be able to kind of make it a little more subtle in coloring the little what's left of the nail there, so that it doesn't just stand out as this monotonous nail every few inches. And that might be something to try. I've seen that work pretty well in other situations.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. That sounds good. Yeah.
Might take you a little time crawling around on the ground there, but if it becomes a success, then you'll feel pretty darn good about it.
I will. I appreciate it.
Okay, our pleasure, Bob. You take care and have a great weekend.
All right. Appreciate your show. Take care.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I want to tell you about the Quikrete Walkmaker giveaway, and it's back again. Our friends at Quikrete are allowing us to do this again, because one lucky winner every month will receive a Quikrete Walkmaker to create their own pathway. Now, if you've never heard of the Walkmaker, it's this reusable concrete form. It's made of durable plastic. Makes it really easy to create a sidewalk, walkway, even a patio, and it really looks like individual pavers. It's amazing. And not only is Quikrete giving away the Walkmaker, but they're also throwing in 25 bags of concrete. Now, that's enough for a 50-foot long sidewalk. So, again, to enter, all you have to do is head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. We love to provide these giveaways for you, but you better not delay, that this month's giveaway is going to end on June 27th. Again, todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. Best of luck to you on that. I just that is something, Joe, we've talked about before, that it's been around for a number of years, but every time we show it on some of our social media or on the television show, boy, the emails just light up on something that just people just don't realize how easy it is. It's kind of like, I want to relate it to cooking in some way, where you have the little
right.
molds for making,
yeah, yeah.
Or Play-Doh. You know how you had the you know, oh, that's right. You still use Play-Doh. But anyway,
I do.
Some of us grew out of that. Others just don't.
You're bragging because you stopped using Play-Doh last year, and I'm still using it.
I know.
You're not that far ahead of me.
A lot of different things to have some fun with. Hey, coming up, you know what's coming up is our simple solution. You don't want to miss this one. Joe's got another great one. If you're having any problem with your screen doors and you've maybe not so successful in replacing that screen in the past, well, Joe's got a way to make it a little bit easier, to make you look like a pro. And that's what we want here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Looking for another source of fun, easy DIY projects? Then I hope you'll check out my blog and website at checkinginwithchelsea.com. I post a new project video on the first of every month, so there's always something new for you to try at your house. And while you're there, leave a comment to let me know what kinds of projects you'd like to see in future episodes. Again, that's checkinginwithchelsea.com. And you can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Tight Bond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Tight Bond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Tight Bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
To have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
So glad you're with us and so glad we're able to share with you each and every week a simple solution that'll make life a little easier around your home. Joe, what do you have for us here?
All right, Danny, when rescreening a wooden screen door, the most challenging part, of course, is getting the replacement screen to fit really tight and nice and flat. The last thing you want to see is a lot of wrinkles in it. So here's a simple way to do that. After removing the old screen and the spline, which is the thin rubber beading sort of that holds it in place, you pull that out, lay the door on a flat surface, and you want to slip a 1x2 or anything that's like 3/4 inch thick, a 1x2 under each end of the door. Then you take two clamps and you clamp down the middle of the door, right? So you're creating a little bow in the door. Mm-hmm. And then you install the new screen and the new spline, and it's always, you can often reuse the spline, but it's so inexpensive. I always recommend just buy new spline, because the old spline sometimes is dries out and it's cracked, and you don't want it cracking, you know, after you've already got the new screen in. But anyway, so you put in the new screen, the new spline, then when you unclamp the door and it straightens out, it pulls that screen perfectly tight. So that's the trick. And all you need is like a 1x2, which is 3/4 inch thick. You don't want any more of a bend than that, otherwise the door might not straighten out. But that and this works, by the way, with fiberglass screening or aluminum.
Well, that's a great idea, a really good simple solution, because so many times with you, what happens, and it's happened to me more than once, unfortunately, is when you're really trying to stretch that, you know, you only have so many hands, and
right.
then, you know, you're trying to put the spline roller into it, and it's going to slip and cut the screen, and you have to start all over. So,
right.
you know, this makes it a lot easier to get it. Now, that's great. Okay, you can see that one and over 500 more at todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions. Joe, you know, surveys are something that some kinds can be a little tricky. You know,
right.
people will say, "Oh, it'll only take you just a few minutes," and then you're you know laboring away at it. But we have a survey that we would love for you to take that only is going to take 5 minutes. I promise you. And what this is we want to hear directly from you, our listeners that are familiar with Today's Homeowner, because we want to know what you would like to see on our television show. Because believe it or not, we're in the planning session right now for our 24th season on national television, the second longest running home improvement show in America. And we want you to be a part of letting us know what you would like to see on there. So all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/survey. It'll only take you 5 minutes. The survey is open until July 9th. And five people that fill out the survey will receive a $100 gift card to Home Depot. So your chances are good that you'll end up with one of the $100 gift certificates from gift cards from Home Depot. So again, todayshomeowner.com/survey to be able to fill that out. Thanks so much for giving us your input so that we can do the right thing and show the right information and the right projects that people are really interested in on the Today's Homeowner television show. And if you don't watch Today's Homeowner television show, check it out by going to todayshomeowner.com/local listings. Well, that'll wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening on a station that doesn't carry that second hour, don't worry about it. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio right now so that you don't miss a thing. And also remember our podcast that you can take with you wherever you might go. You can find out more about that at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. We've got a lot of information on there, a lot of information we share with you each week on television, on radio, on our website, podcast, social media, a lot of things there so that we can give you the freshest, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini, thanks so much for being with us for this hour.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime. 800-946-4420 or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.